say when you say it. You sound so good, I believe it.
Good morning, all. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to my show. It's called Foxtrot, every Wednesday, 2 a.m. We just listened to Sip by Shelf Life. Excuse me. We just listened to Sip by Shelf Life. To be truthful, I know absolutely nothing about the band, and I just heard the song for the first time today, but I was like, you know what? This'll do. I think it's a nice little quaint little opening, and I hope you all agree. So, into the show. I have had a very long day. I've been studying all day, I've been working all day, I got a midterm on Thursday, technically tomorrow. It's a little scary. I know you guys, my faithful listeners, are constantly expecting me to play something super esoteric and niche and very cool. But today it's gonna be kind of a chill Foxtrot day. I thought that the next 10 songs I'm going to play are all from my fluid 10 favorite albums. These aren't in order at all, but everything we hear is going to be from one of my, currently I could say one of my 10 favorite albums. I don't know. It's kind of fluid, but roughly my 10 favorite albums, definitely top 5 are here. And the songs we hear are not necessarily going to be my favorites from these albums, but they're going to be songs that I really enjoy and songs that I think just kind of fit. I just kind of want to chill jam night with you all, and I hope you all are cool with that. So again, nothing's going to be too crazy tonight. It's going to be a chill night. I'm excited to talk about my favorite songs, my favorite albums, and I hope you all are excited as well. So without further ado, here's some music. Hope you enjoy.
Child to deliver, taken with the blood and vine is the first. little Andy, will you return again? I believe we can renew, and you could be my brother once again. Fall asleep with our backs against each other. You believe, I believe too, that you are the river of light. Do I love that I sing to in the belly of the empty night? From a certain first floor, a simulation swarm with a drone of flow. Like we never could before. I'd fly to you tomorrow. I'm not fighting in this war. I wanna drop my arms and take your arms and walk you to the shore. I'd fly to you tomorrow. I'm not fighting in this war. I wanna drop my arms and take your arms.
Don't you realize all the evil?
We just listened to Bodies by Car Seat Headrest, and just before that was Simulation Swarm by Big Thief. If you're just joining us, my name's Noah, hey, and I am just going through some songs off my favorite albums, you know. So that's the theme of today's show. Noah Favorite Album Day, you could call it. That Big Thief song, Simulation Swarm, just like, I don't know how else to describe it besides just really good vibes, I would say. And of course the album it's from is from Dragon New Worm Out and I Believe in You, released this year. I've never been, like, the biggest fan of any, like, complete Big Thief project. Like, I've always loved, like, songs here and there, but I think in terms of their albums, I never was super, like, satisfied. But I think Dragon New Worm Out and I Believe in You, again, released this year, definitely changed that for me. Despite being, like, over an hour long, it does not feel like it's over an hour long. It's just a terrific album. I highly recommend. That Car Seat Headrest song, again, from the 2018 version of Twin Fantasy, Bodies, the song, is, like, I think one of the most danceable Car Seat Headrest songs ever. I can't believe that was a phrase that just left my mouth. But I think it's just true. I was truly jamming in this chair over here. I mean, it's just, it gets you jiving. It gets you moving for sure. It gets you moving. And again, the album Twin Fantasy, the 2018 version, I should specify. Just, like, fantastic album, just kind of emotionally brutal. I think Bodies is kind of a high point in terms of, like, how you might feel in that album, which I think says a lot, because it's not the most, like, cheerful song. But I got into that album after, like, a high school breakup, so, which really just, like, doubled, I'd say, just the adolescent pain that album just is. But yeah, so it has a special place in my heart. You know, again, Bodies is definitely not my favorite song off that album, but it's a terrific song nonetheless. And again, if I know there's stigma around Car Seat Headrest, but the boy can make some tunes. That's all I'll say. Okay, we're going to keep it going. Again, it's Noah Favorite Album Day. Hope you're enjoying. Next up, we got a real hit. I'm not going to spoil it, but we got a real hit, and we're just going to play it right now. Thank you.
At a time, doesn't take half that long for men about town to forget what's mine. Now my genius can't drink in silence. She's gotta listen to your tired ass lines. Oh, I know. could have a body that make your daddy cry. Why the long face jerk off, your chance has been taken. Good one, you may think like an animal. If you try that cat and mouse shit, you'll get bitten. Keep moving.
We just listened to Lump Sum by Bon Iver. Just before that was Nothing Good Ever Happens at the GD Thirsty Grow. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse if it's the name of the song, but you're picking one, but no. And before that, we listened to Lorelei by Fleet Foxes. Again, all of these songs are from 10 of my favorite albums in no particular order. That first song, Lorelei by Fleet Foxes, terrific song, comes from the album Helplessness Blues, which I think in terms of how albums go, you know, it's been a long day for me, is easily the most impactful. I think it really opened up a new world of music for me, and I think it really came in at a very influential point in my life, and I still see it. I think it's just my favorite album, at least emotionally. I think a lot of times I'll listen to it and it puts me just in a deep state of thought. And not to sound, again, I feel like every week I say not to sound annoying, but that sounded really annoying. But again, Helplessness Blues by Fleet Foxes, check it out. Great album. That Father John Misty song, it is awesome. Coming from the album I Love You Honey Bear. I Love You Honey Bear is easily, in my opinion, okay, I wouldn't say easily, but it is, in my opinion, the best Father John Misty album out there. Father John Misty has a lot of good albums, but I think I Love You Honey Bear kind of tops them all. He really just is the ultimate wife guy in that album, but in the best way possible, and I think he really captures his instrumentation ability really comes through, and I think it definitely does in that song. Little fun fact, that song, there's a video out on the interwebs of Post Malone singing along to it in, like, his studio. It's a good video. If you ever find it, sit down for 20 seconds. It's a good watch. It's a very good watch. And just after that, we listened to Lump Sum by Bon Iver from the album For Emma Forever Ago. One of the quintessential indie folk heartbreak albums, I think you could call that one. But for good reason. I mean, the backstory's killer. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure he like, broke up. Justin Vernon, I mean, the guy behind Bon Iver, at least the guy behind this album, broke up. He got broken up with, and he just retreated to a cabin in, like, Wisconsin or something and just wrote this album. And every single song is just sad, including that one. But, again, it's just sort of a masterful work in terms of, I think, the indie folk genre. And I think it really led to some people really trying to replicate it in a way that I don't think has ever been done to the effectiveness and the rawness that is For Emma Forever Ago. So, again, highly recommend that album. It, you know, warning again, it is really sad, but so are a lot of the good albums. You know, I don't think you should ever be turned away because an album is too sad, but I do think you should be wary, you know. Speaking of things to be wary of, the public, I think, needs to be wary of something in particular. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze unless you have a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. This has been a public health message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. You heard the service announcement, public. Make sure to wash your hands. Be safe. COVID isn't done. You know, be wary of your symptoms. Get boosted. You know the vibe. You know the drill by now. Don't be stupid. Okay, we're going to move on to some more music on Noah Favorite Album Night. Hope you're all enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. And let's keep this show on the road.
you're scared of a world where you're needed, so you never made nice with the locals. But you tied me up slow with your vine stock. It takes a few years, but they break bones. It takes a few months, but our bones heal. We're stronger, we tell all our school friends, and they sign our cast in the playground. Darling, the rest of my body, it's yours then. I know you're scared. Well, I'm scared too. Ah, oh, but every time I try to make lunch for anyone else in my head, chicken, broccoli, and everything. The tug that's between us, that long string, Concord bound to and my evening, the good hunter's guide to a bad night. Darling, I'll spoil it myself. Thanks, you're leaving. Well, I tried just to try to make lunch for anyone else in my head. I end up dreaming of you, and you come to me. Good morning. Show me the place where he inserted the blade. Oh, praise the Lord. Burn my house. I get lost. I freak out. You come home. Hold me tight. It's just the
committee. I've got the adequate committee. Where have your walls gone? I think about it now. Thank you.
materials, they may sound just right to me.
We just listened to, excuse me, this is a mouthful, Come On, Feel the Illinois, Part 1, The World's Columbian Exposition, Part 2, Carl Sandburg Visits Me in a Dream, by Sufjan Stevens, and just before that was The Place Where He Inserted the Blade, by Black Country New Road. Again, if you are just joining us, it is Noah Favorite Album Night, where I am just playing songs from my favorite albums, and I'm going to talk about them, and you all are going to like it. That Black Country New Road song, first of all, I think it's the song of the year, if I do say so myself, and the album it's from. And it's from up there, released this year. I've said it once, and I'll say it again. It is the album of the year, decidedly. It is just fantastic. Again, there's not much more I can really say about it that's not been said already. But if you haven't yet, for some reason, please go give Ants From Up There a listen. It is a generation-defining album. The Sufjan Stevens song. I'm not going to say the name again. It's from his album Illinois, which I think is just a very funny album concept that is way better than it should be, I think. Just like making an entire album based off of a state is really funny to me, but the fact that every song is just so good, and I think I kind of ranted to my girlfriend about this the other day, where it was like, when some people are like, oh, I love how they use an orchestra in this, and it's just like strings, I can confidently say Sufjan does not just use strings in his orchestration. It is very much, he takes advantage of instruments in a way that I very much appreciate. I always wanted him to make an album, like, for South Carolina, because that's where I'm from. I always like to think of names of, like, songs he would give. My favorite one I come up with is A Hymn for the Palm Trees That Saved the Soldiers on Jasper Island. People from South Carolina are really gonna think that one was a banger, for sure. Okay. We're going to keep the music going. I'm going to cut out one song, but I'll tell you guys later, because it's no favorite album night, so I'll mention the album at the end. But we're going to go one song, and then I'll be back one more time, and then, yeah, we'll keep talking.
They say we can.
We just listened to 10 Miles Stereo by Beach House from their album Teen Dream. Teen Dream is easily my favorite Beach House album. Everyone who has ever spent more than 5 minutes around me knows how much high regard I view that album. I think it's their best, as I said 20 seconds ago. Okay, gonna be a little quick because I'm running out of time and I got one more song to play. Again, if you're just joining us 5 minutes before the show ends, my name is Noah, welcome to Foxtrot, every Wednesday 2 a.m. Today was Noah Favorite Album Day, where I went through my favorite albums and I played a song from each of them and I talked about them, and it was a really good time and everyone really laughed and cried and really enjoyed the music. Quick recap of the albums from songs that I played. Dragon New War Mountain, I Believe in You by Big Thief. Twin Fantasy, 2018 version, by Car Seat Headrest. Helplessness Blues by Fleet Foxes. I Love You Honey Bear by Father John Misty. Forever Forever Ago by Bon Iver. Answer Up There by Black Country New Road. Illinois by Sufjan Stevens. And Teen Dream by Beach House. If you get the chance, check out even just like one of those albums, and I will feel so happy. If you want to look at the playlist, feel free to go to my Spotify, NDD03. You can see the albums there as well. Little plug. This final song, it's from my favorite Alex G album. It's definitely going up there in terms of just my favorite albums in general. It is Bobby by Alex G. Thank you all for listening tonight. I was pretty tired. Thank you for sticking with me. I really enjoy doing this, even with my current mental state at the moment. And I will see you all next week. Again, my name is Noah. My show is called Foxtrot, every Wednesday at 2 a.m. Please come join. We have a good time. We share some laughs. We share some music. It's a good time. Again, this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio, and hope you have a great Wednesday.
But I lost my way.